You will be going undercover as high school students. You are here simply because you look young. You some Justin Bieber, Miley Cyrus looking mothers.
And that's just a little bit of the fun to be had on 21 Jump Street, the number one movie in America. Alan Silverman with the Hollywood Bites Radio Entertainment News Service is here. So these not quite middle-aged guys, but these 20 and 30-somethings, they did it with the younger set, right, Alan?
They managed to fool them, or at least they pretended that they did, but they definitely protected and served the comedy, and audiences did anything but remain silent for all the laughs in 21 Jump Street, poking all sorts of fun at the buddy cop genre as well as taking the air out of the original 1980s TV series. The pleasant surprise, though, is how funny Channing Tatum. He is a guy who has been cast so often for his rugged good looks and his physical prowess and his strength. This time around, he got to do comedy, and he said that the fact that he could do it is thanks to co-star Jonah Hill.
I just sort of was like, all right, man, if you promise me that I'm going to be funny, then I'll sign on. And he did, man. He really helped me and held my hand all the way through it.
Jonah also wrote the story and has been trying to get it made since he started making movies, really.
I realized that most of my 20s have been spent thinking about this movie in some capacity and working on this movie. I'm just really glad that the movie's good because it would have been a really big waste of 5 years of my life, you know?
Well, he's got $36.3 million worth of validation. Not only a number one opening, but also Jump Street is that rarity these days, a four-quadrant hit, at least based on studio exit polls, that find the audience about evenly split male-female and also evenly split over and under 25. Sequel, anyone? You bet. By Friday, the studio was already talking about another installment, and the stars say they are in. That was the only wide opener of the past weekend, but notable in the top 10, Will Ferrell's Spanish-language comedy, Casa de mi Padre, es número 9, with 2.3 million. Not a huge number, except it's only showing at 382 theaters. I think it's his nude scene.
When you see in stage directions written that there's going to be a passionate lovemaking scene, and from this point on, there's just going to be a lot of shots of butts, way too many butts. You have to execute that.
Yeah. And I guess you have to if you're Will Ferrell. But Casa de mi Padre, a lot of fun. One other note about this past weekend, to nobody's surprise, the Disney dud, John Carter, fell back to third place, and Disney announced Monday it's taking a $200 million write-down on John Carter, which puts the studio as much as $120 million in the red for the quarter.
Alan, we are going to see, if we haven't already, lines forming outside theaters. What is coming? What's going on here?
If you've noticed those tents already set up outside some theaters, it's all about Katniss. That's the character that Jennifer Lawrence plays in the highly anticipated adaptation of the Suzanne Collins novel, The Hunger Games. Jennifer says all those fans shouldn't worry. The people who made the movie are fans, too. But remember, it is a movie.
Everything that motivates every character and every part of the plot in the books, that's all in the movie. You know, we didn't leave anything important out. But it's important that everybody understands we are making films. And when you try to make a film directly, you know, page for page out of a book, you don't walk out with a very good movie. Changes need to be made to make a film a good film.
And I would say it definitely is that, a good film. The Hunger Games has solid action, a great introduction to the characters, especially Katniss, who is a terrific protagonist, and I think makes it one that moms and teenage daughters will go to see together, really. There's humor, there's suspense, it leaves you wanting more, which is a good thing, because work is already underway on the script for Catching Fire, book two of the Hunger Games trilogy. Maybe interesting, though, to see if conservative pundits brand it a threat, or maybe a liberal plot, because there is rebellion against government policies and economic disparity in the story.
When something's huge, it's so easy to aim at it, and there's going to be a million things wrong with it. But this isn't a bad message to anybody. This is a message about what happens to the society when we lose touch with our humanity.
I think Jennifer Lawrence was ready for that question, but I don't think it will matter, because based on pre-release tracking, The Hunger Games is poised to break all the records its opening weekend. And you never see this, Dimitri. It gets 100% positive. 100% positive on RottenTomatoes.com.
Man, that is big time. So no John Carter-like trajectory for this
No, I think this one's going to be going all the way to the top. It's opening at 4,000 theaters, and I think it's going to remain up there for several weeks.
All right. Thanks for whetting our appetite there, Alan. We'll talk to you next week.
My pleasure, Dimitri.
Alan Silverman is with the Hollywood Bites Radio Entertainment News Service.